morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt told lawmakers on Tuesday that the EPA has sent its repeal of the Waters of the U.S. rule to the Federal Register, beginning the process of ending the regulation. During a Senate budget hearing on Tuesday, Pruitt told lawmakers the measure was being sent to the Federal Register on the same day. The formal withdrawal of the Obama-era rule follows through on a campaign promise made by President Donald Trump, who signed an executive order requiring an EPA review of the rule. While the regulation went into effect in August of 2015, a federal court put the rule on hold. EPA intends to follow the federal rulemaking process in repealing the rule, meaning the process should take at least a year to repeal and replace. The notice of repeal by the EPA was met by celebration from agriculture groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA President Craig Uden called the move a step in the right direction, while noting that the rule isn't dead yet. NCBA and others have vowed to submit comments during the rulemaking process to rescind the order. And in other news, recent trade developments in China and Cuba are highlighting U.S. agriculture's efforts to expand trade, or at least hold on to their gains that they've made. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue heads to China this week to celebrate with U.S. Ambassador Terry Branstad the return of U.S. beef to the Chinese market after a 13-year ban. Perdue's fond of saying that when the Chinese people taste our high-quality U.S. beef, there's no doubt that they'll want more of it. But another ag leader, U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, hopes that the Chinese will lift restrictions on other U.S. commodities, including corn.
If we can get them to make sure that they don't put restrictions on imports because of GMOs, I think that's a very, very big one. I think we had some indication that those things will be soon negotiated and hopefully done away with.
President Trump, meanwhile, has renewed some trade and travel restrictions on Cuba, and farm groups fear a chilling effect on remaining ag trade with that communist country. Here's Grassley voicing his concerns.
Farmers shouldn't be hurt just because you can't do business with people that all the profit goes to the military. There can't be any fault found with not doing business with the military of Cuba, because the military of Cuba is what's depressing the political freedoms.
Farm trade with Cuba is now less than $200 million a year after having been triple that or more in the late 2000s following earlier trade reforms. Cuba is still denied U.S. bank financing to buy American farm goods, and Cuban-American opponents of ending the longstanding U.S. embargo of Cuba continue to prevent movement on such bills. You got farm news on Ron.
The folks at Superior Livestock proudly present the Big Sky Roundup Friday, June 30th, broadcast live from Billings, Montana, to be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on Superior. ClickToBid.com. Sell time at 8 a.m. Central Time, 55,500 head, including 2,700 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, and 38,000 calves on cows. For more details about the sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.